If the Bible has been copied and copied and copied, well, surely we're in trouble because the people making those copies make mistakes, right? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world and has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Alec, what do you say to those who question the accuracy of our copies of the Bible, pointing out to error is human?
John, people make mistakes, but God chose to use ordinary people and in an extraordinary way. We don't just have to close our eyes and say, God did it. He's actually given us insight into how he accomplished it.
We know quite a lot about how the text was transmitted.
And it's amazing. Individuals and groups throughout history dedicated their lives to copying the biblical text. Stringent methods were used to ensure accuracy. For example, every letter on a page would be counted. They would have various cross-checks to use to. Even one mistake would be enough to have an entire page destroyed. Consider the transmission of the Old Testament. For a long time, the oldest Hebrew manuscripts were from around 900 AD.
You're talking about copies in the original language here.
That's right, but the Dead Sea Scrolls brought to light a Hebrew copy of the book of Isaiah dated around 100 BC.
And that's jumping back an additional 1,000 years.
No wonder scholars got excited. They could check the accuracy to see how faithful the transmission of the text had been over 1,000 years. The result? Unbelievable, almost word for word identical.
Wow.
Christians shouldn't shy away from the fact the Bible has been copied. It's the only way ancient texts could survive. And the more you understand the process, the more reason you have to believe in the accuracy of the Bible we hold in our hands today.
A great tool to digging deeper into these things is Alec's book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World, available at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.